Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Aileen Cushion, good afternoon. Back to Dublin Mint office, London Mint office. Your story, Aileen.
Yes, Joe. I listened to the last couple of days and it was like deja vu. Mm-hmm. On the night in September, October 2011, there was an advertisement for an old Irish penny at $4.95 was the cost. I thought this might be nice to have, so I sent off for it. It duly arrived, right. And I was quite pleased with it and kept it up. Mm-hmm. A few weeks later, a package arrived with some more coins in them. So I opened it and I decided that after a couple of days, I didn't really want these.
Okay.
So I sent them back again, just sealed up the envelope that came in it and returned to sender. And that was fine. Mm-hmm. Thought that was the end of that. Another couple of weeks went by. Another package arrived. I knew there were coins again. Immediately returned to sender and sent it off.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a final demand came around December of that year for €36.40. So I decided I wasn't paying this. I actually phoned the Mint office and said I didn't want any more coins and that I wasn't paying for the €36.40 as I had already returned the previous coins. Didn't hear any more. Various invoices arrived with the amount of money increasing each time by a small amount. Finally, a debt collector got in touch with me and they said they had been referred by the Mint office to collect the money on their behalf.
Oh,
I sent them all off a letter explaining the whole process.
So what would it call RSC debt management?
RCS. RCS. They were trading as RCS Debt Management, Suite 9, Bunkilla Plaza, Bracetown Business Park, Clonee.
You have it all, yeah. Go ahead.
Now,
I'm sure they're legit. Debt management companies
are legitimate.
They wrote
to me a few times. Yeah, okay. I just wrote back a couple of times, said the whole episode was getting tiresome, I wasn't paying, etc., etc. And finally then I had decided that if they were going to take me to court for £47.50, it was going to cost them an awful lot more money than me.
Yeah, okay.
I just started to ignore all the stuff then, and eventually the whole thing petered out around September of 2012, and I heard nothing else.
And did you hear?
Started putting all the mail in the bin, actually.
Okay, well done. Did you hear Mr. Prosser on yesterday?
I heard him, yes, and I wasn't a bit impressed with him at all.
But if you said it once, you said it 100 times. We don't, that's not the way we operate.
Well, exactly. Well, there you are. Well, that's what made me just decide this is going on now. This is and maybe before 2012. I don't know, but it's 8-9 years ago now since this episode happened with me. So there you are.
But you're not still getting posts from them.
Yeah, I don't get posts from them now at all. And if I did, it would be going straight in the bin as well.
Yeah.
So that's my story, Joe.
Yeah, but I'm saying that you are not easily frightened, but as you know, Aileen, some people are.
I saw that yesterday, and I did have the benefit of having done some volunteer work in credit union control.
Well done. Yeah.
So I knew that the first letter coming would be a soft approach, and they gradually worked themselves up to you're going to court next week, and that's it. But I was prepared. I had all my stuff, I had all my letters, all my correspondence, and I was ready to go in and plead my case before the judge, and it was quite certain I'd win.
Well done, Aileen.
There you are.
Okay, well, there's a bit of a result of one person's campaign to get back the countless thousands their late father spent with Dublin Mint. Listen to Carl Martin. Carl, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
So what's happened since yesterday?
Well, Mr. Prosser had said that he wanted to speak to me after yesterday's show.
So you spoke to him. What happened in the phone call?
I got in touch with them. He passed an email address to your researcher, and I said about the times I was prepared to talk, but this morning I got an email from them saying they've agreed to settle, basically, my claim. So they're buying back four of the coins They're all with my solicitor for safekeeping.
Right.
And
they're buying them back at the value that your father paid.
They are.
Yeah, okay.
It's actually it seems to be slightly higher than he paid, and they're not asking back for the other coins, you know, that were in it. There was a couple of sets. There was a set.
And you're willing to accept that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Are you saying this is a full and final settlement? And is there an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, or is there confidential?
I haven't seen any non-disclosure agreement. I've spoken to my solicitor, and he said it's an agreement. And once I agreed to it, it's. But I, at the same time, I'm restricted in what I can say.
Okay. In what way?
I don't want to. All I'll say
is, when will you get your money, your father's money back? God rest him.
Well, it could be within a week.
Okay. Well, keep in touch. Keep in touch.
I will.
And
I will.
Your message to other people who feel badly aggrieved by their dealings, and there's a lot of them with Dublin Mint.
My message would be to the people that have contacted you to contact Mr. Prosser directly. Your researcher kindly gave me the email address.
Well, that's what he wanted, yeah.
Yeah. And there's an old saying, why talk to the angels when you can talk to God? So I would address your letter to him. Mm. Don't make any wild allegations, just because what he did is legal.
But do you know how much money they made in the Irish mark? The Irish people spent on the Dublin coin office.
I heard a figure of 14 million in 2018.
Well, last year it was 4.5 million, but that was up 33% on the previous year and rising.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
So I don't know what they're spending now with the Jim Fitzpatrick coins. I'm sure that's gone up dramatically, because that's simply and almost solely, does Jim is a great international follower, but that'd be primarily aimed at the Irish market.
Maybe abroad as well. I don't know. Because,
but the Knock Shrine Box, which was.
My wife noticed the other day there's a lot of ads on YouTube. She was looking up a Blondie track from 1980, and on YouTube, and up pops the Bell Jim.
Okay.
With his medal at the beginning of the video.
And you mentioned, was it you who first mentioned Cathy Clark from Clark Consulting?
I did, yeah.
And she's the one who organised that photo call in the Basilica in Knock, on sacred ground, with the Dublin Mint logo hanging in front of that incredible mosaic that was crafted in Venice, biggest mosaic in the country. And she was in that photograph as and identified with Father Richard Gibbons as a country manager for Dublin Mint office. Now, Greg Prosser wasn't said that's not the case, but Cathy Clark has been on to us again, and she did, as you said, she did do work for Dublin Mint. She doesn't at the moment, but then she says, I cannot talk. I am unable to discuss anything on that topic, as I do not work for them anymore, and I'm bound by a non-disclosure agreement. Why would you get a non-disclosure agreement from your former employer, if it's everything? What's?
Yeah, I'm just, I have no idea.
We'll ask. Cathy was on the Advertising Standards Authority, she's no longer is apparently, but she was. I don't know what role she had there, but we'll try and find out. Okay, was she okay?
Yeah.
Well, did she deal with complaints? We don't know. We can only ask.
No,
we can only ask.
Well,
we can only ask. Okay, stay there, Carl, because I'm going down the wrong road with those questions. Reverend Robert Nooney. Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Finally able to get to talk to you.
Yeah, and how are you? Tell us your angle on this. It's your parents you were worried about.
That's right. I mean, I've been listening last week, sort of in the background. I have a small farm, and I often listen to you while I'm out on the farm, and of course it's one of those occasions where you're listening but not listening.
Okay.
And come Monday it come up again, and I thought the proverbial coin dropped on the head, and I thought, God, my mother had mentioned about getting this coin for my father's anniversary, the free coin, and I had a FaceTime call with them, and they'd said that, you know, that 2 weeks after this free coin had come, they got another coin, and I asked, well, did you ask the question? They said no.
Yeah.
And then another one came, and then another one came. I mean, the first two were about £39 each, and they thought, or €39 each, and they thought to themselves, well, they're all right, and it's only €39.
Yeah, that's it.
Then a third one came.
Even though they didn't request them.
They didn't. I asked them, permission to talk to you on the show. And their reaction to me was, well, I hope we don't get into trouble for it. You know, it was that ridiculous.
God.
But they actually hadn't asked for these kinds of things. I asked them 3-4 times, and I said, we did not ask. They just, every 2 weeks, they'd come. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, and it came up to about, I think, £300 and something now is what they've spent out. So it's not as, to the extent that a lot of these other people have had.
But it's 300 quid to your parents is...
Well, that's, yeah, 300 quid is 300 quid, and that is, you know, as pensioners, they couldn't afford it.
Yeah, of course.
But I did get them to phone up and cancel the account, mm-hmm. To which they were, the lady apparently, I said, Dolores, that's my mother's name, Dolores, you shouldn't be listening to everything on that radio and believing it. It's not true, because, of course, my mother, being my mother, said to them, all this stuff has been talked about the company, and she was in a bit, she had concern about it, but the lady said, oh, no, you shouldn't be believing. And then yesterday, the manager,
phoned them from the company,
it's all cancelled and all grand. And I said to my mother, well, how did that call go for you? And she said, well, she was a wee bit snotty with me, little bit sort of sharp, but said, no, you're not getting anything more now from us, and, you know, you really shouldn't be paying attention to all this stuff in the media, but you've made your decision now, leave it at that.
In terms of the timeline, Reverend Nooney, when this woman from Dublin Mint Office said to Dolores, your mum, don't be believing everything you hear on the radio, was this while Greg Prosser was on?
No, that was Tuesday. Oh,
okay. Don't believe me.
The manager phoned yesterday when that Greg chap was on. I mean, he left me feeling quite angry, because I thought he absolutely said with clarity that there was never...
Again and again. And they've sent us in another long statement today saying the same thing.
Yeah, again and again. So I thought, I'm listening to a very good politician here, because he didn't seem to answer any questions in my mind clearly.
Okay.
And denying that these kinds were... or medals or whatever that were being sent out were asked for. My parents should never cross their minds to phone up or ask for it. They just got them. Yeah. You know, and what troubled me even more is, I said yesterday when I spoke to them and said, look, I might be getting a phone call and what are we talking about? Are you all right? And their first reaction to me was, oh, God, are we going to get into trouble for this?
Oh,
why on earth would you get into trouble?
Okay. Are you ministering in Kent? I see you're ringing from Kent.
I left Ireland in 1995.
Okay.
And went to seminary in London, and now I'm based just outside of Canterbury in a tiny little hamlet called Westmarsh, middle of nowhere.
Okay.
But I do love it, and yes, I have a small little church I manage over here, or look after a small congregation, and I'm just very grateful to have been listening to you.
Yeah, okay, well done.
every day, you know, and then to pick that up.
Well done, Robert. So, Robert, I hope everything goes well in the UK or England tomorrow when the pubs reopen.
I have been missing the pub, but I am not. And we've got a lovely little local pub which will be open, but I don't think I'll take the chance just yet. I think I'll be holding fire for a bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reverend Robert Nooney, kind regards to you and Dolores, your mum and your dad.
Yes.
Stay listening, please, because there's more stories I can tell you, and some coming on Monday that will have people's jaws on the floor over. Sandra, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Joe. Joe, my dealing was with the London Mint Office when I lived there, and it was just around about the London Olympics.
Right.
And I received a flyer through the door about this minted coin for the Olympic. And so I decided to buy it. It was a £5 coin. And I paid it, got the coin, and then I received another thing about Prince William and Kate, their engagement coin. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I would like that. So I obviously paid, gave them my bank details and paid it in that way. So some weeks later, I received this box set with one coin in it, but another six or eight to come. And £80 was taken out of £80 sterling, by the way, was taken
with your permission.
No.
Okay.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. No. So I was so angry. I got on the phone, phoned the company up, and expressed my anger that I did not ask for this. I did not buy into this. I did not sign up for it.
Yeah.
And they politely said, professionally, they were, you know, spoke well over the phone to me, and return it with proof of postage. And I returned it, and they gave me the money back in the post. But I was disgusted with the whole, how it all happened, you know.
And the London Mint is the same company. The London Mint office, the same company as the Dublin Mint office. Same CEO, same organisation.
Yeah, but it was around the Olympic time. It was the first time
I wonder, but to use the Olympics logo, you need to buy that off the IOC.
You know, well,
and I don't know if
Joe,
you can.
I have the medal here, actually.
Yeah, is the logo on it? The five rings?
Yes. It's a Royal Mint, actually. It's called the Royal Mint Countdown to London 2012.
Well, that might be. Would that be a genuine article? So,
The UK 2010 £5 coin, an official product of London 2012, and it was 250,000 minted.
Okay. We'll clarify that. Stay there, Sandra. I'll be back after this break. 5155. One more chance.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Back to Dublin Mint office. Cavanagh. Mary, good afternoon in Waterford. Your connection with Dublin Mint office.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, this is my connection.
Mm-hmm.
It was a set of medals, the seven signatories from the 1916 Rising.
Okay.
And there was a lot of advertising going on, but they were very tempting with this offer. It was you get a free medal or free coin, Padraig Pearse, if you wanted it, but it did not put you under any obligation. This is what I understood, to buy the remainder of the medals.
Okay.
And I said, this is a fantastic thing.
Yes.
I'm going to get this. But then it all opened up. I got the medal free. I got the coin free and so on. Then they started to come, one after the other. I was freaking out. As I said to my family, I was suffering with high blood pressure, but these were going to give me a heart attack.
Oh, yes.
So gradually I was sending them back, and it got so bad in the end, I was sending them back without paying postage, just return to sender. So my daughter, who I was so lucky, happened to be in law, said, I'm going to take this over. And it was because of some connection in the law that they weren't entitled to all this information. I can put her on to you if you like, and she can tell you how she got them to stop sending me these medals eventually. So,
Mary, when you say to me you had high blood pressure.
Yeah, and they made it worse.
Seriously?
Of course, because this is stress. And I've been listening to your programme. I'm a devoted follower of yours. Mm. But I was listening to this gentleman and various people dying, and then their children finding these bills.
Yeah.
It's intimidating, Joe. People don't know how to handle it. When you're a certain age, you just freak out.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with a lot of people. It's just I was in this lucky position that my daughter took it over. But it was a nightmare, because they were not listening. And at the start, even I got on the phone to them. They give all these free phone numbers. And I said, now, are you sure now? All I'm getting is Padraig Pearse. It's free. It's a little incentive for other people, but not for me, because I love history. And they said, no, it's free. Well, there, I rest my case.
Yeah.
It was free, but not what I put up with afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
And
And so it was a nightmare, and it seems to have been a nightmare to lots of people out there.
Yeah, no, I have to check myself, because I took you, when you said, you know, they sent my blood, I thought it was a turn of phrase. But they actually did have a physical effect on you, the stress.
Oh, it did, of course, Joe, because all my life, I wouldn't owe anyone a penny.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm sure there's lots of people like that.
Absolutely.
But a person over 70, and you're being told, we're sending you this now, and of course you have a bill with it, there's an amount of money, and you send it back, but the bill, of course, keeps coming. Joe, it was a nightmare. A nightmare. I'd put my daughter on.
Of course, Jennifer, yeah.
She's a doctor in law. So she sorted it out, would you believe it? So here she is now,
okay. Dr. Kavanagh, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You just heard from my mother there.
Yeah, okay.
And through her story. Now, luckily enough, I studied law and I work in law myself, so I had a suspicion that this kind of unsolicited gift and putting pressure could arise from it. So I kept an eye on it. And I remember Mum, when she got it, it was a case of, this is the gift to the nation.
Yeah.
You just pay your postage and packing.
Yeah.
So as Mum said, she loves history. She wanted to get involved in it and get the medal. But what happened was more medals started coming. And I remember Mum on the phone saying to me, no, I don't want any other medals. This is just what I want. No more after that. They said, yeah, that's fine. So the letters, the medals then started coming after the postage and packing bill had been paid. So what I basically did was Mum went on the phone to them and then she said, I'm putting my daughter on the phone to you. And I basically, Mum brings the court, I bring the law.
Okay.
And what happened was I said, look, this is an unsolicited gift. There is no contract for this. If you keep sending them, you're not getting any money. But what I added in was that I want you to remove all our details from your database because we're not giving consent for you to store our information. So I think the data protection trick worked the best. Now, this was back in 2016. There's the GDPR now, which tends to put the fear of God in most people.
Yeah.
And you do have that right to say, look, you're not doing anything with my data ever again. It's a lot stronger now for the people who are getting this problem. But I was able to say, you have to delete all our information. We're not allowing you hold our information on your system anymore. And it stopped. Now, my mother had kept putting them into the post box at return to sender. But once we had said that, it all went quiet. And luckily, my mother's blood pressure started dropping because it is anxiety.
You're getting this
stuff in the door. You didn't ask for it. You're getting all this hassle. And that is what happens once you have initial contact with them.
Yeah.
But once we did the data protection trick, that seemed to have stopped.
Well,
You did well.
And well done. Well done. Where are you? Are you in an office? Or are you in on the circuit or in courts?
Oh no, I'm a law lecturer in Water Institute of Technology.
Oh wow, great.
Yeah.
Well done.
So I have to teach contract law, teach data protection law, which.
But I tell you, there's a person there beside you. You wouldn't be able to teach much. So I'd say I think she's pretty formidable, isn't she? Your mother.
Well, as I say, I didn't lick it off a stone.
Well done, and kind regard. She's okay now. Her blood.
Oh,
and,
she's
yeah,
great.
She's a
dyke the wool Cork City woman, and that's her attitude. But that I give her the law dead behind it.
Well done, the two of you. A formidable Thelma and Louise, Jennifer. Well done. Mind yourselves. 51551 Bashant.